Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, a diagnose. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 62, with a friend of mine. We've been up and down the road, the one and only nice man, Hank Miller. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing perfectly okay. Life is great. And yourself?
I'm doing good too, man. Been hitting up the fair a few times this year. I think we went more times this fair session than we have in the last 20 years put together.
So what do you want to talk about?
All right. Okay, time for the first-timer question. Yes, now, like I said, me and Hank have been up and down the road. Hank's been in wrestling, like, from the early 90s, right?
Yeah, started back in 92.
Okay,
so, what,
yeah,
30-plus years?
And then, you know, he's managed many great wrestlers in the Northwest, along with the real school army for decades. And, all right, what got the first-timer question is, what got you into the crazy world of professional wrestling?
Well, my dad was a wrestling fan, and he used to take me to the wrestling shows here in Tacoma at the old armory downtown. He used to watch matches. I was pretty young, so don't try to ask me who was the wrestlers, because that was too far back for me to remember. But I do remember going to wrestling shows at the old sports arena off of 38th and I think it was Puget Sound in Tacoma.
Yeah, the old Tacoma Roller Bowl.
Yeah, and I remember one wrestler. His name was Dean Iguchi. That's the only wrestler I can remember.
Wow.
Because I was pretty young. I was only like 9 or 10 years old at the time, you know. So I started with my dad. My dad was the wrestler who was in the wrestling watching it. And how I got into the independents, I used to live over by Dayfla DeBossi's old store on Union and 43rd and Union. And back when I had that bad habit of smoking cigarettes, I'd go down to the store every morning. I'd walk down there, and Dave was a young kid at that time. He was a teenager. And he'd be watching Saturday morning wrestling, WCW, you know, remember that show? They had it on Saturday mornings. And so I'd hang out and watch a match with him, you know, and we'd talk about wrestling. And I remember one day he said, one day I'm going to have my own wrestling promotion. And I think he was like 16 at the time. And I said, yeah, sure, Dave, okay. And a couple years gone by, and I went down, was still smoking, and bought a pack of cigarettes, and Dave says, guess what? And I said, what? He goes, I bought me a wrestling ring, and I got some connections with the wrestlers up in Portland, the old-time wrestlers, Buddy Rose and Moondog and Mean Mike Miller and stuff like that. And he goes, I'm going to start running shows. And I said, all right, well, good luck. He goes, you want to help? I didn't know what I was getting into, but I agreed to help. And I said, damn, man, what a bunch. That was so much work, you know, especially for the independents. And, you know, the independents, you don't make really any money. But, you know, you want to get your name out there. And that's where it all started. Back in 92, and that I think our first show was, or one of the first shows was the old bingo hall on Tacoma Mall Boulevard, which is now a casino. And that's where I remember, as far as the matches that I remember, were the ring collapse with Playboy Buddy Rose and Buddy Wayne. You remember that?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's on video, yes.
Yeah, I know. It's on YouTube. And I had a friend that worked at Gray's Lumber because the boards broke in half because of the weight. You know, Playboy wasn't trim and slim like he was in the early days. Yeah. So we went and got some more lumber and put the ring back together. And as the old saying goes, the show must go on. So that was probably a really good, exciting night, you know, for us. You know, I really enjoyed that night. You know, I mean, I didn't like start off like, I think we had a makeshift commentary booth where, you know, we weren't cool, you know, and we had our little camcorders and stuff like that. And that's where I started, was commentating. And like anywhere, you kind of move up, you know, so, but yeah, so that's where it all started for me back in the day.
Yeah. I'm really grateful that you got into the business, and man, you've done a lot for Northwest Wrestling. My goodness, man, this guy has done every aspect of the business. You've even wrestled a match, I think, haven't you?
Well, I did a lot of Battle Royals.
Okay. Yeah. Battle Royals.
Yeah.
Ring announcer, referee, manager, agent,
promoter. You know. Well, you know, when you're doing independence,
you're getting buildings,
you're
getting DJs, you're getting sponsors, everything. My goodness, we couldn't do it without you.
Yeah. I mean, it was a headache at times, and, you know, it's like anything, man, I'm done with this shit, you know. Oops, sorry, I don't know if you can cuss.
Oh, goodness, a couple times, huh?
but anyway, here we are.
Here we are, thank God, huh?
The other thing, Hank,
our families know each other, you know, too, so, and then I've worked with your stepson. Man, it's a small world, you know? Wow.
It's a small world, you know. We ran around. We both lost our good friend Rooster, you know. And I remember him going to the shows and riding in my little Mustang in the back. He's all cramped and, you know.
I really
enjoyed my time. I mean, I don't really participate too much anymore, getting up in age, and you know, but I'm still 100% a wrestler, you know. It'll always be in my blood, you know. It's not gonna go away, you know.
It was nice we had you out there the Real School Army for your last show last October,
We did that what, good 5-6 years. Started out with the Von Hess outfit there. And, back in Paul's Bowl, or, you know. Well, I walked away from wrestling for a while. You know, like I mentioned, you know, my dad was my cheerleader and my, he was my hero, you know, as far as, you know, and he came to all our wrestling shows, no matter where it was at, you know, Marysville, when we did the one in Casino in Marysville, you know, he was up in age and he drove all the way out there for that. You know, and then when he passed away, it was kind of hard for me to do the shows and not see him sitting front row ringside, you know. And when we did that memorial show for him back in February of 98, you know, that's I walked away after that. You remember that. And but lo and behold, my good friend, Coach Mike Jones, called me up one night and said, you know, I really want you back, you know, and that's where we started with the Real School Army, you know, and that was what, 10,
that
11, 12 years ago?
When I had my gym, in Tacoma there,
I remember you were running the parking lot shows. We did a few out
of B&I. Save a lot loved us.
Save on.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that's where I met Kevin Sullivan. You had Kevin Sullivan working with you.
And then
I met Kevin.
We've had dozens of stars on our Real School Army that you helped manage and help us get talent from all over the world. Man.
Yeah, there's I should have posted a bunch more pictures, but, you know, there's – and a few of them have gone on to, you know, wrestle for AEW.
Yeah.
I got one, Havoc, that wrestled for NXT briefly, but, you know.
WWE,
he made it right, you know. You know, Buddy Wayne, you know, God rest his soul, you know, I remember he was part of the last show I did. Him and the great Samuda wrestled, you know. But as far as I really appreciated Moondog Moretti, for putting on the show he did with Dave in the street fight match, you know. I really enjoyed that. Yeah. So.
Exactly.
But, you know, I wouldn't change a thing. The heartache. Go ahead.
I was going to say, back to the interview.
Yeah.
Now, did you play sports in high school or growing up?
I played soccer, I played football, I played baseball, basketball, but when I got into wrestling in junior high, I quit playing all the other sports. But unfortunately, I was a bad boy, right? You know, I got in trouble a lot as a kid, as an adult in my earlier days, and I got caught smoking cigarettes, and I got kicked off the wrestling team. And because back then it was a lot more stricter than it is nowadays. So as far as sports after that, I kind of got away from sports, and, you know, I went a different direction. I'm not going to get into that, but it wasn't a good life until 87 when I turned my life around. That's when I met Dave in 87. And that's when my wrestling with the Independence came about shortly after that. So.
Okay. And then your self-defense background, besides collegiate wrestling and pro wrestling, do you have any other self-defense background?
I don't know if you consider street fighting.
Growing up in Tacoma,
I grew up, you know, you either learn how to fight or you got beat up a lot. so I learned how to fight.
Exactly.
I remember that they used to call me Hammer and Hank back in the day, and it wasn't
because
I got loaded.
Okay, and then now let's see. My next segment is called Heroes. Who were your heroes growing up? You already mentioned your father was like your main hero in ordinary life or just in general. But
yeah.
Who were your heroes in sports, music, and wrestling?
Well, music's easy for me. It's John Lennon. I mean, I've always been a Beatles fan, but John Lennon was the one that, as far as my music hero. Sports, you know, I'd like to say everybody pretty kind of, like, if they mention wrestling, you know, it's Hulk Hogan. Yeah, Hulk Hogan, I liked him, and, you know, as a kid, you know, he was kind of a hero to me, but I was always a bad guy, right? And so my heroes back then was, now it's slipping my mind. I'm getting old, but, Morocco. I liked Morocco.
Yeah. Don Morocco.
He just had that attitude, and he was like a rock, right? His build, I remember his build. And when he get pumped up, you can see the veins pop up in his chest and stuff like that. So it was like he was he would turn into a different animal when he started, you know, when the bell rang. So,
yeah.
So what was the other one?
Sports, music, and wrestling.
Okay. So we got that. We got music, sports, and wrestling. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Sports?
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't really have a sports hero. I mean, as far as like a football player or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because I pretty much was into wrestling, right? I mean, I'd watch football and stuff like that every now and then, but I wasn't into it as much as I am professional wrestling. Yeah. Well.
Okay. All right, now my next segment is called Favorites. I'm sure Sign Guy and the rest of the fans would like to know what your favorite coffee to drink is if you drink coffee.
You know, I'd drink whatever is there. I don't really have, I mean, I drink Folgers. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't.
Okay, there you go.
I'm not, you know, coffee is... Yeah, I drink coffee. Don't worry. But as far as like a favorite coffee, I mean, I go every now and then. I used to buy double lattes when they were first happening.
Okay.
And the mocha, you know, the chocolate mocha, double express, and you know, but man, I gained a lot of weight. They were pretty rich in calories, you know, so. So I stopped drinking coffee for a while, but I mean, I'm just a typical coffee drinker. I don't really have a favorite. As long as it tastes good, you know, I'll drink it.
Okay. Nice. All right. Now, what's your favorite concerts you've seen?
My what?
Favorite concerts.
Oh, concert?
Yeah.
Man, I've been to a lot of concerts. But as far as my, well, let's see. I'd have to say Lynyrd Skynyrd. I saw Lynyrd Skynyrd when I was 16, back in 76.
The original.
They played at the Paramount. It was the first time in Seattle. They only had the one album out. And then every time they come into town, I would go see them. I think the last time I saw them was at White River, which was supposed to be their farewell tour.
Yeah,
you
they
know,
did it again.
You
huh?
know how that you know that goes.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still playing. So
I've
but,
seen
yeah,
Kiss many times.
Yeah. I mean,
Okay.
I actually got the chance to see Paul McCartney when he was here recently. Me and my daughter
went
to
that. Oh,
he's
always amazing, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a really good show. Man, it was over 2 hours he played, you know, for that as old as
he was. Oh, yeah. Shit, he played like 3 hours when I seen him 20 years ago. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, go ahead.
No, keep going.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, I have a wide variety of taste of music. You know, when people see my music collection, you know, it's from hard rock to heavy metal to the blues, you know. Music to me is if it moves me, you know, I like it. I like some rap. Don't say I like all of it, but, you know, I don't discriminate, you know. So music is something that probably has gotten me through some bad times listening to music, you know. So, yep.
Okay. Yep, okay. And then my co-host of Turnbuckle Turmoil, Sign Guy, the guy who's so fly, he will make you high, baby. He's going to take you to the sky. I don't have to lie. Let me tell you why. He might be better than baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. Sign Guy, he's supposed to call in. Maybe today we might even give him a call here in a second, but let's just hold on a second. Sign Guy's favorite sports team is his high school civics team. Okay. Now, we would like to know what your favorite sports teams are.
Well, I mean, I like football. I mean, that's probably the sport I watch the most on TV, other than wrestling. I like boxing. I just watched the George Foreman movie. They came out with, which was really interesting. I always like knowing the backgrounds of my sports fan, you know, like as a sports fan, where these people came from, and, you know, like, because you don't know a whole lot other than them in the ring, right? So whenever there's like a documentary or something like that, I always catch them, you know, because I like to know more about who I'm admiring, right? So
exactly. Yeah, all right. Okay, now what are some of the most memorable matches that you've ever seen? And that includes a VHS tape, internet, live, you name it, best matches you've ever seen.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of people say Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant when he passed the torch, you know, at WrestleMania. That was one of the first WrestleManias, if I remember right. There's so many matches, man. We could go on all day long. you know what I'm saying? But as far as like recently, I've enjoyed the Bloodlines matches, especially with the. Man, you know, I'm telling you, I'm getting so old, my mind doesn't work as quick as I'd like to think. Brock Lesnar, the last match, the one where they had the tractor and then they lifted the ring. That was a really good match. I really enjoyed that one. I don't know if that was WrestleMania, or I know it was a pay-per-view, but I don't remember which one it was. But when Ron Simmons won the belt for the first time.
Yeah, against Vader. Against Vader
at WCW. He was the first African-American heavyweight champion. I think him and Butch Reed were the first, if I remember right. I don't know if it was WCW or WWF, but I know they were tag team champions. I think, you know, but I think it was Rocky Johnson and Tony Atlas were the first tag team African-American champions, if I remember right. If memory serves me, I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But
Rocky Johnson and Tony Atlas.
Yeah, yeah. So, but, you know, I still flick back to the old matches. You know, I kind of like what the WWE, how they have a lot of old matches from WCW and, you know. And
yeah,
on
Peacock.
Yeah, on Peacock. There's even actually another wrestling channel on there that goes way back, black and white, you know, back when they had no ring corners and padding and stuff like that. It was, you know, backyard rope.
Yeah, classic wrestling.
Yeah, classic wrestling, yeah. So back in the day.
Okay. Hey, I just got a word from Chicken Bob. Chicken Bob just flew over and sent a message down telling us that Sign Guy is ready to take the call, baby, right now. So let's give somebody a call that cares, okay?
All right, let's hear it.
Yes.
Brother Sign, these fans have already heard the awesome rap that you've helped me produce. And then thank you for helping me get my show. Hank Miller's here with us today, and we're calling somebody that cares. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Coach. I'm headed back from the Northwest Tea Festival.
Oh, awesome. And we hear you need a guest for your show tomorrow.
What's that?
We hear you need a guest for your show tomorrow.
We are taking the day off tomorrow. I had other obligations, so we got a day off, but we shall be back the following week.
Okay. All right. And then, Chicken Bob came over and told me you were going to call, have us call. So, man, we're thankful.
Yeah, Chicken Bobby likes to schedule those things out. You know how chickens can be.
Hey, and then, hey, Hank, I think Sign's biggest fan, Kurt Ferris, had a question for you.
All right, go for it.
You want me to ask it?
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
It. I don't know what the question is.
All right, he wants to know what you buy whenever you go into Debashi's Market.
Well, the last time I was there, I did buy some Yemen coffee, and I believe I bought a candy bar. Yeah.
Very interesting. Now, what type of candy bar did you get?
Well, I think it was a Babe Ruth, if I remember right, because that's one of my favorites. And I have yet to have any of the coffee yet, because I still have coffee left that I'm using up. But once I taste it, I'm sure it's going to be really good.
I'm a big fan of the Yemen Gold myself. He was sold out of it last week, though.
Okay,
yeah,
nice.
I don't get over. Yeah, maybe next time I'll buy some of that and try that out.
Yeah, that
sounds very good.
Okay, and then
now,
Sign, would you like to? Okay, excuse me, keep going.
Oh, I was going to say, in a similar question for Hank, I'm sure Coach Mike Jones and the rest of the fans have been dying to ask.
Hello?
Sign.
Yeah.
You cut out.
Oh,
for a second. We didn't get the question.
I was saying, what is your favorite tea to drink?
Tea? Actually, I drink green tea. Actually, I had had a cup this morning with my brother at breakfast.
And then we already got the favorites out. He's a Folgers guy, and he does do the mochas once in a while, right?
Yeah, once in a while. I don't support the big coffee shops. I go to mom and pa's, the little ones. I support them. So I usually go to this coffee shop down here. It's called The Wolf. Really good coffee. So there's the plug for The Wolf on Pacific Avenue.
Okay, well, hey, sign guy, we know you're a busy guy. You're on your way to a show today. Why don't you give your plugs and how people get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can find me later today at Pajama Slam when CPW presents Theatrical Wrestling at the Mirkwood in Arlington, Washington. And then they can find me on the social medias, the Book of Faces, the Gram, the YouTubes, the X. Chicken Bob is on all those things as well, so you can search that, find us there. And then you might spot me if you go to either AEW Collision or the WrestleDream pay-per-view. I'll be down there. Chicken Bob will be down there as well. That's what we have coming up.
Hey, sign guy.
Go ahead.
Sign guy. Just be safe there. Call it down the middle. Don't be cheating when you're out there roughing, all right, like you've done with me and the real school army. So I haven't forgotten that.
Wow. Okay, I mean, I figured with your memory, you wouldn't have remembered it right now.
Well, there's some things I remember, and there's some things that I don't, but I still love you.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Hank. Hey, Coach, thank you.
Hey, Sign, hold on a second. Hank gave out a disclaimer when we started. Don't expect him to remember any wrestlers. Okay. So I would imagine he doesn't remember J.D. Masson.
He probably doesn't even remember seeing Coach Mike in action then.
That's why you got DVDs.
Exactly, yeah. And hey, guys, I want to give another shout out to Sign Guy's YouTube channel, Sign Guy 77. My goodness, his Star Trek reviews and the Sign of the Times is just off the charts, you guys. Give me a subscribe and a like there.
Yeah, because if you don't subscribe, Stomp and Steve gets a sneezy head and a nervous stomach.
He does. All right, brother, we'll be seeing you. Thank you so much for all you do.
All right, Coach, we will talk to you soon.
There he is.
Have a good
Sign
one.
Guy. All right. Nice. Okay. Now, we were on the memorable matches segment, and now the fans would like to know, what are the most memorable matches you've been involved with?
Well, I got to say it was a street fight with Dayfilo Debashi and Moondog Moretti. Was one of my memorable matches. I think when we regained the I can't remember, UWU tag team titles. Unfortunately, we lost them, but you know that's the nature of the business.
And of course, they cheated.
Well, they got to cheat to beat the real school army. You know, that's
exactly.
The only thing. I mean, go ahead. Were you saying something?
Plus it was nice that we had a 90% win percentage. We dominated.
Yeah. I mean, the list goes on and on, you know. There's so many matches that I can, you know, being in the independents for over 30 years, I mean, you're not going to remember all of them. I know, what was it, Jericho, he did like a memoir. He wrote down all his matches and everything. And, you know, I can only imagine if we would have done that, you know, we'd have more to go back on. But, you know, I, as far as like who's what and who, you know, who's your favorite. So, but, you know,
yeah.
Man, they're all good matches. You know, I don't think there's
okay.
ever been a bad match, you know.
All right.
Yeah,
man, we really appreciated the way you managed, and you were on top of everything, and you would scout the talent and scout the wrestlers, and we'd have film on, you'd supply us film of the wrestlers to scout them. So it just made it so much easier to beat these guys.
Yeah. And, you know, and working with Kevin Sullivan, he was a mentor those last 10 years as well. Because he, you know, he taught us a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because he's been around a lot longer than we have. And
yes.
And there's so much, he has so much knowledge in the stories he would tell, you know. And, you know, it was a really good experience to actually get to know Kevin Sullivan.
Exactly. And in the hundreds of green room interviews we've done, and then we've got living proof of Kevin Sullivan on there telling the world that you're the greatest manager of all time.
Yeah.
Right there in living
yeah.
color.
Yeah,
okay,
I still have that. I still have that, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay,
you
know, now
we brought a lot
question.
Of talent into the Northwest.
Yes, like I
Go
say,
ahead.
All over the world, some of the top in the world. And then who were your favorite people to work with and to work?
Well, as far as, like, organizations, NGW.
The whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Work with promotions, promoters, wrestlers, referees.
Well, you know, my favorite ref is Sign Guy. You know that. Even though we butt heads, you know, he's still my favorite referee. As far as promotions, WUW, I really enjoyed working with them. There was some, you know, some things I didn't like, some things I did like, but, you know, I liked working with them. I always appreciated working with you. And, you know, I always enjoyed working with Tabashi when we had the UIW.
Yes,
still
you
there?
Managed him many years before
yeah.
me, yes.
Yeah, so, and that's where it all started, you know, for me, was my love for wrestling was the, you know, Universal Independent Wrestling. We learned a lot from those days, I tell you that, as far as the ins and
yes.
outs and promoting.
That's where you helped me. That's where you helped me capture my first title, the UIWA Universal Heavyweight Championship. You helped me defeat
yeah.
DeBosti and Lewis Rock with Playboy Buddy Rose in their corner at Gig Harbor High School in 1999.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, 99. I know. It's like. I got a story real quick here as far as a memorable match or a memorable event. I remember Playboy Buddy Rose did a show with Medford, Oregon State Fair they have every year. And,
yeah.
And DeBosti had the wrestling ring, and we're in Tacoma, and so I borrowed a friend of mine's flatbed truck because we had to haul the ring to Medford, Oregon. And on the way down there, we blew the clutch.
No.
We barely made it to the show. Dave and his girlfriend got food poisoning, got sick. And so I ended up doing the ring announcing because Dave was supposed to do ring announcing and he was going to wrestle, I think, one spot. And this was a weekend. We got there on a Friday, late Friday night. The show was on Saturday. And then we had to find a mechanic on the Sunday to fix the flatbed truck so we can get back to Tacoma. And this was a paid show, right? One of very few and in between, far in between that we get paid shows, right? So all our profit, I think all the money we made, plus we had to pay the mechanic double because it was a Sunday, you know, because everything was closed in that little town on Sundays. And, but, you know, we were so grateful that we, you know, for the experience, even though we only made a couple hundred bucks, you know, which is more than what we usually made at a regular show here in town. So
anyway,
we still made a profit, even though I had, and my friend got a new clutch out of the deal on his flatbed. You know, I tried to get some money out of him, but he wouldn't go for it, you know. So, but yeah, so that was, I think that was the last time I saw Buddy Rose. After that. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right. Now, the next question is, who are some of the toughest wrestlers out there that you've seen? And that includes people in the Real School Army and the opponents of ours and just wrestlers in general, toughest wrestlers you've seen out there.
Well, you know, I always go with the Road Warriors. As far as a tag team, they were my favorite growing up. The Road Warriors, the APA, Ron Simmons, and you know, and I always kind of liked tag teams a little better because they gave more of a show that I liked more than singles. Singles were, you know, I like singles competition as well. But as far as the strongest, that was a question, right?
The toughest.
Yeah. Well, I'd have to put Brock Lesnar up there. Even Roman Reigns, you know, he's been through a lot of battles and still on top. I don't always like Roman Reigns' tactics, but, you know, I mean, we've all been on both sides of the fence when it comes to wrestling. You know,
what about in the Northwest or Independence?
Well, the Northwest, I've always liked Debashi, even though I didn't believe in his antics sometimes. You know, I always liked Debashi. I like the Samito, the great Samoan, the king. Now, this is early 90s, so.
Yeah.
And
you got that classic picture with you and Samito and Debashi. You were the manager of both.
Yeah.
Managing both of them.
That was a story written by Ham. What is it, Ham? You know what I'm talking about.
Ken Hamlin. We had him last week.
Yeah, he wrote that story, the Mother's Day story, when we were doing a show at the, was it the Army or the one that on base?
Camp Murray.
Camp Murray, yeah, that's when we started getting more high tech. Remember, we were we would actually have cameras in the back, we'd have a TV set up in the back so the guys back there could watch the matches. We were getting a little more high tech, you know. But yeah, I wish I still had. I lost a lot of the old videotapes that we had back in them days. I wish I still. I only got one.
I still got a pretty good library. I got pretty much everything still, and that's where I.
I know we keep talking about getting together and putting them on a DVD. You know?
Let's do it. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd like to see some of that old stuff. Go ahead.
All right. Cool. So, who are some of the best wrestlers out there that you've seen?
Man, that's you think these questions are easy, but they're not. Yeah. Best wrestlers out there today?
Okay,
I go with AJ Styles. AJ Styles. You know, I like his technique. He's a technical wrestler. He's been in for a while, and he's still very agile. I've always liked the underdogs, you know, the smaller guys that come up top, Rey Mysterio. I mean, dang, man, he's been doing it since he was, 14? You know, and he's still, now he's the United States champion, you know. So he really.
And his son's out there.
Yeah, Dominic. Yeah, I don't really care for him too much, but, you know. Yeah. But, you know, as far as groups, you know, the New Day, you know, I like the New Day. Even though Big E is out, I don't think is he going to ever come back? I don't know if he's.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think he's walking again.
Yeah, so I just like their colorful shows that they do, you know, very high flying. You know, I like the luchadors a lot, you know, and especially on AEW, they got some really high risk moves the luchadors are doing. That one guy, Commander, you ever see him?
Yeah.
Where he walks the rope and then does like a moonsaw, you know, I mean, dang, you know, wrestling has come a long way since back in the day, you know, as far as what they're doing in the ring nowadays, you know, really technical.
Is there any up and comers that you can remember or think of that the fans should check out? Any up and coming wrestlers?
Well, I mean, like, I know AEW has a lot of new wrestlers that are making appearance on the shows and stuff. There's quite a few of them. Unfortunately, they released quite a few of the ones I liked from WWE. Mustafa, you know. You know, I always, even though he was kind of had a smart-ass mouth, you know, but, you know, he I always liked the way he carried himself in the ring. Ricochet is another high flyer, and one that you didn't know, you wouldn't think, but he's been wrestling for quite some time. Can't remember, I used to watch him on that Hispanic wrestling show that was on where,
Lucha Underground.
Lucha Underground, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, he wore a mask back then, but. Yeah, and I kept looking at him because, you know, but I recognize some of his tattoos now that he's not wearing a mask, you know, so.
Okay, nice.
But, yeah.
Okay, and then we're getting down to the end here. What are your suggestions for people wanting to get into the business?
Well, I suggest if you're looking to get into the business, I mean, I know there's some wrestling schools out there. Do some research on them. And you know that there's some schools out there that, you know, they'll take advantage of you and take whatever they can get out of you. And that's unfortunate. But I always say, like, I'm actually, my grandson turned 6, and so we were actually looking for, like, an amateur school for wrestling for him. But there's just not a whole lot of places I feel comfortable taking them to. So we're going to get them in the jiu-jitsu for now. I suggested, and even around here in the Tacoma, there's nothing, I don't think, in Tacoma. I know there's a few in Seattle. I've reached out to one that – SOS or whatever it is, because they advertise.
They're in Tacoma.
But I've reached out to them and I haven't got any reply back. So,
That's a turn off, huh?
Yeah, so that tells me that they're not really interested or they just don't care. So, but I suggest, you know, if you're going to get into wrestling, listen to shows like this, you know, listen to who you feel is sincere and, you know, try and get connected with some of the independent organizations, like Yvonne's. I've always felt she's been a fair promoter. You know, when NGW and was running, you know, I always, you know, your school was a good school. I wish it never would have shut down, but, you know, things happen. Schools are just so hard to find now that are, you know, that are close by, for one. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. And then, hey, what else you got coming up, Hank?
Well, as you know, I've had some shoulder and neck problems. So I'm kind of like not really doing much right now. I'm fixing to have my shoulder, my right shoulder replaced. They operated on it about a year ago, and it just didn't work. And so they said the only thing really left to do is to replace it. So I've just been, you know, I mean, I still work full time, you know, at my career that I do next, you know, other than wrestling. But other than that, I'm just, you know, enjoying life, enjoying watching my grandson grow up, trying to get him into being a superstar, you know. Yeah, so he's got wrestling in his blood. Every now and then when I'm sitting on the couch, he'll sneak up on me and do an elbow drop on me. You know,
and he's a good-looking, talented, strong, smart, athletic-looking kid, yes, you know.
I started getting him to jump off the ottoman when he was, like, 16 months old. So
yeah, he's got one of the best managers of all time too.
Yeah, we'll have to get him trained though. So hopefully,
exactly.
But that's
okay.
Up to him if he wants to pursue it. So
that's true.
But
yeah,
anyway.
And then how do people get a hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of me by my email, which is MillerH1027.58@gmail.com. Other than that, then get a hold of me on my Facebook. I don't go by Hank Miller, but I go by Henry Miller. Just look for the NGW or Banner Royal Belt as my profile picture, and yeah, you can find out a lot of stuff that's going on.
And you got one of the coolest wrestling pages on Facebook. Tell the fans about that one.
I forgot about that one. Yeah, I'm getting old, see, so I need people to remind me. Making Wrestling Great Again in the Pacific Northwest is our group. So, but you can find me on there, too.
That's for real. That's what Hank's always tried to do and has always been able to do when he's been involved. Thank you so much, Hank.
Yeah, I always say I promote other wrestling organizations even though I'm not involved with them. I feel that everybody should help each other promote their organizations and get this thing. Because if you love wrestling like we do, it's not a big deal to promote someone else's.
Exactly. Anything else you'd like to plug or promote?
No, that's about it. I just stay in school. Don't use drugs. That's one thing. And be happy, man. Be happy. Just enjoy life because you only live once.
Exactly.
So,
and man, you're a walking testimony, Hank. How many years clean have you been now?
Going on 36.
Awesome, brother. Thank God.
Six, eight, February of 87 is when I opened my eyes, you know.
Okay,
and
nice.
And life began, so. But I think in the long run, we kind of knew each other before that. We had a circle of friends that we just never connected until we got into wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
All right, Hank, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you so much. We love you, man, and I wish you all the luck in the world, and I can't wait to see you again. We got to get another green room in here.
Yeah, I hear that, and I love you too, Mike, and all my wrestling fans and family out there. Be safe, bump good, and enjoy life. Peace.
All right. There he is, the one and only nice man, Hank Miller, everyone. Thank you so much for everything once again. Yeah, the Mariners are in the playoff hunt. They lost a heartbreaker last night, 8-5 in Texas. We're going to be playing them any minute here, again in Texas. We got to get the win today, my goodness. We're slipping away from the wild card. There's like 9 games left, and we definitely need this one today. So let's go, Mariners. All right. You guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. And then also do not forget to check out the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast every Saturday at noon Pacific time. Next week, I have Scotty Mack on from Canada. And then in October, I'm looking to get Andre the Giant and others that once I get them locked in, I will let you guys know. And then we thank you so much for Joe Love and the Never Were for my song, the Coach Mike Jones Show walk-on song and the theme song to our show. Thank you guys so much. We love you so much. We thank you for all your input, your questions, and your feedback. Here we are, the Never Were.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones, I'm the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, a diagnose. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Coach, coach. Everybody say Coach Mike Jones.